This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. AP's Matt Small tells us what's next in the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump.
When the public impeachment hearings continue tomorrow, House lawmakers will hear from Marie Yovanovitch, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was ousted back in May at President Trump's direction. In a closed-door deposition last month, she said there was a concerted campaign against her as Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, pushed for probes of political opponents, including former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats have also scheduled a private deposition tomorrow with a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, David Holmes. Matt Small, Washington.
While the evidence begins to mount, AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports Republican lawmakers are countering by insisting President Trump did nothing wrong.
Republicans say that this is a complete political charade, that this is simply about trying to undermine the Trump presidency, get him out of office, invalidate the last election, and that Democrats are just grasping at anything they can to make that happen. And they try to portray the situation with Ukraine as essentially above board.
That is AP's Julie Pace reporting. An American suspected of being a member of the Islamic State group may be returning to the U.S. from Turkey. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The man has spent 3 days in a no-man's land between Turkey and Greece after Ankara tried to deport him, but Athens refused him entry. Turkish media have identified the man as Mohammed Darwis B., a 39-year-old U.S. citizen of Jordanian heritage. Turkey's Interior Ministry says Washington has now agreed to take him, and procedures for his repatriation are underway. The move comes a day after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with President Trump at the White House. Turkey has been pushing to deport foreign IS members held in Turkish prisons or in Syria since it invaded northeastern parts of that country. I'm Ben Thomas.
And this is VOA News. Gaza militants fired a barrage of rockets into Israel on Thursday, hours after a ceasefire was declared to end 2 days of intense fighting between Israel and the Islamic Jihad group. The truce was reached following 48 hours of bloodshed that killed dozens of people. Reuters' David Doyle has more on the truce.
Israel and Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad declared a truce on Thursday, calming the worst fighting the Gaza Strip has seen in months. The bloodshed was triggered by Israel killing Islamic Jihad's top Gaza commander in an airstrike on Tuesday. At least 34 Palestinians have since been killed, almost half of them civilians. While hundreds of rocket launches by the militants have paralyzed much of southern Israel. The truce was mediated by Egypt and the United Nations. UN envoy Nikolai Mladenov tweeted that the coming hours and days will be critical and urged all sides to show maximum restraint.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. U.S. and North Korean officials held a meeting at a non-proliferation conference held in Moscow. This news comes from a former U.S. official who attended the conference and spoke with VOA's Korean service. Denuclearization talks between Pyongyang and Washington remain deadlocked. Pro-democracy protesters paralyzed parts of Hong Kong for a fourth day on Thursday, forcing schools to close and blocking highways as students built barricades and stockpiled makeshift weapons, setting the stage for campus showdowns. Sabrina Schatz is an exchange student at Hong Kong Baptist University.
I was woken yesterday at 6:30 by the fire alarm, like for 8 minutes straight, because they wanted to wake us up to go protest, or like the local residents who live in our halls. Then in the, like at lunchtime, we had an emergency meeting with the vice president, and he basically made the situation way more severe than we realized.
China's Global Times tabloid said on Twitter that the Hong Kong government was expected to announce a weekend curfew after some of the worst violence in decades. It was a big night in country music last night. Garth Brooks won Entertainer of the Year at the Country Music Association Awards. AP Music correspondent Margie Saraletta has more.
The CMAs started with a female all-star medley of country hits and set up the evening for girl power, but Garth Brooks took the Entertainer of the Year award for the seventh time. Luke Combs won the Male Vocalist Award, Casey Musgraves the Female Vocalist Award, and Ashley McBride Best New Artist. McBride recalled once playing a tribute show for John Prine, who complimented her work.
The next day, he shook my hand, and he said, "You're real good. You're no Reba, but you're real good."
I'm Archie Zaraletta.